皆様、本日はウィル・ヘンドリーエアをご利用いただき誠にありがとうございます。この飛行機は地上3万フィートを飛行してまいります。また通信、本日機内ではゴジラ。
Phil Henry Show here at 1-800-449-8686. Thanks to a couple of callers, the name of the song by Alice Cooper, the one that honors Dwight Fry, is called The Ballad of Dwight Fry, and the album is called Love It to Death. Alice Cooper's album, Love It to Death, and on that is the song Ballad of Dwight Fry, and I don't know if we have it somewhere in our CD collection. If we do, we'll play it tonight. Probably not. Mike is pretty sure that nobody around here has got that. Although Alina, well, she's got all those wonderful Tom Jones compilations, and she has those new wave hits of the 80s. And, boy, if I hear one more of those big country songs, huh? Yeah, it must be a new wave hit. No, it is not a new wave hit. It's an Alice Cooper song, so. She's got all those new wave compilations of the Waitresses and Johnny Hates Jazz and all that stuff that just sucked then and sucks even worse some, you know, 15 years later. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. We've heard a lot about golf the last few days. For many of us who don't play golf, and I don't play a lot myself, it's kind of a peek into a world. Payne Stewart's tragic death aboard that Learjet has focused all of us into the world of professional golf and the things that they do. Charity works, wonderful tournaments, exciting play, etc. It's an ancient sport. Anyway, I thought I'd bring on Ted Bellas with us. Ted is, I guess we're celebrating, Ted, your new membership out there at Donego Creek, huh?
Well, you know something, Phil, I guess everybody's, somebody's got to do it. I'm really happy, though, and I thank you. It's an exciting course. It's a beautiful course. Had a wonderful time out there today.
Now, Donego Creek is over near the beach?
Over near Marina Del Rey, right. Beautiful new course, 6,933 yards, par 72, very, very devilishly trapped.
When you say devilishly trapped, you mean that sand traps are placed?
The sand traps are placed strategically. You've got sand traps over there in the around. The first hole is an amazing. It's like a 520-yard par 5. You've got sand traps all around the green there. It's really guarded beautifully. You've got pot bunkers, and a pot bunker is kind of a deep sandy bunker fill along the right side of the fairway. There is no way, no way you get on this thing in three. I can tell you that. Just an amazing, amazing course. And
can I ask you a personal question?
Phil, by all means, go ahead. Now I'm crossing my fingers.
No, I just, it's,
if it has something to do with, if this has anything to do with the restaurant business.
No, but by the way, Ted owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Now, how much did it cost?
To join the club?
Yeah.
It was $35,000.
35 G's. Got to pay that all up front.
Yeah, and we got a $700 a month. That we pay, but it's obviously it's not for everybody. You know, if you got the money that you can afford to play in a course like that, I play a lot of golf. I guess what I need to do, I'm not a weekend duffer, I'm not a weekend hack or anything, and I think if you're just a weekend golfer, I don't think it's worth the expenditure, Phil, but when you play a lot of golf as I do, and that's a place where you cut business deals. Okay.
I've heard it said a lot of guys go golfing, and you know, people go out on the golf course to do business. Yeah.
Well, that is where million-dollar deals are cut, my friend. Million-dollar deals are cut out on the golf course. And if you're a golfer and you're a good golfer and you've got it in you to join a private club, I realize it's a lot of money for most people. But if you can put the shekels together, I can tell you, so they cut some million-dollar deals. Let me tell you what happened today, because I was out with Bruce Sutton. You know Bruce.
Bruce is the guy that does the. Boy, you got some great seafood at your restaurant. He's your supplier, right?
Bruce is my seafood supplier. So I say to him, and we had a little side bet. Now listen to this. I said 5% off the cost of seafood for this year. If I go out, I beat you straight up. And he said to me, he said, I tell you what, if you can beat me, you get a lower score than me, playing partner of my choice. So I'm going to be playing against two people, okay? If I can beat the score of both of these people, not the combined score, but if I just beat both of them, 5% off on the cost of my seafood at the restaurant this year, okay? So, Phil, you know me. I love to golf. I feel pretty confident when it comes to my golf game.
Now, I've played you once. Now, I don't play a lot of golf. I've played you once, And you've got it going. I'm a lousy golfer, so it's very difficult for me to tell, okay? But I've played you, and you certainly are confident, and I appreciate that.
Well, I play a good game of golf. I love the game. I'm very, very competitive. Some people don't like to play with me because I take every shot very, very seriously. And when I go out on the golf course, I'm not messing around. Okay, some people like to go out there, they'll have a beer, they go out there, I don't mess around on a golf course at all, especially when I got a money bet going on. Now, Bruce comes out there, so he show up this morning at Dinega Creek, and I said to him, look, I got a new membership, we'll play my place, you come on out, bring out your playing partner. Guess who he brings out?
I have no idea.
He brings out his sister. I've never met this girl, her name's Darcy Sutton. Darcy plays, and I guess this was supposed to scare me, okay? She plays collegiate level. She plays for the CSUN golf team.
Oh, he brought a ringer, huh?
Well, he thought he brought a ringer. But again, I said, and I play enough golf with him, he should have known better. So he brings his sister out there. And I guess that's supposed to scare me because she plays collegiate level golf, but I think something we all need to keep in mind is women do not have the upper body strength that men have. You're not going to get the kind of drives off that a man's going to get off. Now, I will tell you this, because she does play collegiate level golf, she was playing on the men's tees. We played the Blue Championship tees, Phil, as you know.
Right.
And she played back with us.
So she's well, a championship golfer, whether it's a woman or whoever, they're not going to play the ladies' tees. I mean, I've seen the women out there, the pros, man, they're playing those big tees.
Well, it doesn't matter to me, okay? Because the Sutton comes out here, he says to me, yeah, I got my sister, she plays Cleveland. I said, hi, Darcy, how are you doing? She's a young lady, she's about 19, she's got that look, you know, a lot of these women golfers have got, I don't know what you want to call it, a little bit masculine looking, but she's...
Well, is she muscled or...
Yeah, she's got the big legs and all of that, so I said, well, that's fine. So I said, hello, how you doing, everything else. So this really makes me funny, and I want to tell you something. It makes me laugh, Phil. I want to tell you something. Some people can't take it that I'm a better golfer than them. And some people can't stand the fact that I just play a better game of golf than them, and they really get upset, and I really saw this happen today. I got out there today, and I played lights out. I mean, I ripped that course a new one. And I played lights out. We step up to the first tee. So there's Sutton, Phil, right?
Yeah.
And he's standing there. He says, yeah, my sister's here, collegiate level, yada, yada, yada. And I said, you know something, Bruce, if you're serious, you better back that down a few notches, okay? Don't bang that banjo because I'm here and I'm serious. And he knows better than that. And I don't know why he's trying to rattle me. So I ripped off, Phil, my first drive. I cracked this thing about 180. I took out that new... Jones wood that I've got?
I don't know. Wait, you got a new driver?
I got a new driver. I cracked it about 180 yards. I mean, I laid into this thing straight down the middle, 170 to 180 yards. So we went out. We golf. End of day. End of story. I beat baby sister, okay? I beat baby sister by a stroke, and I beat Bruce by 3 strokes.
What was the final on the day? Now, this is a par 72.
Par 72. I parred the course, Phil. I had a gross 95, and I had a net 72. She had a gross 76 and a net 73. He had a gross 80 and a net 75. And
okay, now, you got to slow down, because I don't know what it means, gross, net.
Well, it's not important, all right? I had a gross 95, but I beat her by a stroke. I beat baby sister, the college golfer. Okay, by a stroke, and I beat Big Mouth Sutton by 3 strokes. We go into the bar afterwards. We're having a few drinks, and I said to him, I said, you know something? You know how serious I am. You know how good I am. Why would you bring anybody out here, especially a 19-year-old woman, and think that you're going to beat me? And I guess I kind of piled it on a little bit, and we had a couple of drinks, and he got upset. He's talking about reneging the bet and everything else. And I walked out of there saying to myself, you know, Ted, some people can't stand the fact that you're just a great golfer. And I ripped this place in ass, Phil.
Okay, so you beat her. She had the gross, the net.
Well, you know, don't worry about the gross. She had a gross 76. She had a net 73. I had a gross 95 and a net 72. And he had a gross 80 and a net 75.
Well, what does that mean?
What does what mean?
What does gross mean?
Well, that's your score, but the most important score is your net score, okay? There's gross and there's net.
You had a gross 95.
But that's not important. I had a net 72. I ripped this course a new ass. She had a gross 76, a net 73, had a gross 80, a net 75. I told her when I got off the course, I'm just a better golfer than you, Bruce, and I'm sorry to say this, but I'm a better golfer than your little collegiate-level golfer sister here with her gross 76, net 73. So they got upset.
I need to take a break here, okay? So what, have you lost a friendship over this thing?
Well, apparently he wants to renege on the bet. And I ripped this course an ass. And I kicked both of their asses. And I mean, you know, I don't think I've ever played a better round of golf.
All right, hold the line here. Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell is on the line talking to us about his outing at Donega Creek today, which is a brand new course out there near the marina. And what did he have? Gross 95, net 72. Did you write that down, Mike? She had a gross 76, net 73. He had Bruce had a gross 80, net 75. So Ted beat her by a stroke and beat him by three strokes. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking golf here on the Phil Henry Show. Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Ted Bell is with us. Ted owns Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Just got a new membership at Donega Creek, which is a brand new course out near Marina Del Rey. I got to tell you something, man. My hat's off to you. I wish I,
Well, you know, Phil, you can come on anytime you want to come out and play. Anytime. You can come on out, take a look at the course.
No, I just think it's really cool, man, that you can afford a membership like that. It's $35,000 is way beyond my means, brother. But if you can lay that down in one lump sum.
Well, it's important for business, Phil. I've had a lot of success in business. I do have the kind of money that affords me the opportunity to play a championship course like this. And the fact that I kicked Bruce Sutton's ass. But the fact he'd bring out his sister and say to me she's a collegiate-level golfer, and that's supposed to scare me, and I wind up beating her by a stroke. I mean, I parred this course, okay? And I wind up beating him by three strokes, and it's just a beautiful day all the way around. And, you know, some people cannot handle the fact that you're just good, you know, because...
Well, your main thing is that this guy doesn't want to pay off the bet.
That's exactly what he said. And he says, I'm rubbing it in, and he says that I'm not that good. And, hey, how can you not be that good? I said I took your kid's sister, the collegiate-level golfer, and I kicked her ass all around the course, okay? And I was cracking off drives. You know that big Bertha that I got?
That's that new wood?
Yeah, you gotta go to this Bertha because it'll give me another 25 yards on my drive. I cracked one on that par 5. There's a par 5 on the back 9, the 15th hole over water. And I cracked this thing 180 yards because that Bertha will give me another 25 yards easy. So I don't know what they're talking about.
All right, well, hold the line here. 1-800-449-8686. Talk a little bit of golf. Sad about Payne Stewart, too.
Absolutely, Phil. What a tragedy. And my heart goes out to the family. He's a tremendous champion.
Let's go to Santa Ana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling about the caller, about his score.
About his score?
He shot a 95?
I shot a 72.
And you said 95, though, right?
I shot a gross 95. I shot a 72 net.
So what's your handicap? Like 23? And she's got to beat you by 24 strokes?
Well, that's not the point.
Yeah, it is.
The point is that
you lost your bet, dude.
No, I didn't lose my bet. I beat her net 72. She had a 73.
But they gave you...
What is a handicap? So, whoa. What is a handicap?
Like an allowance.
It's a what, sir?
Like an allowance. He's allowed 23 strokes off his score.
So if you're allowed 23 strokes?
No, that's not important. The most important score...
And most people drive at least 250, 300 yards. What's your 180?
Where do you play?
I play over Ridgeline.
That's not a private course.
Who cares? It's still golf.
It's still not a private course. I mean, we're talking about Donega Creek, my friend. 6,933 yards, it'll rip your new ass. I mean,
whoopee-doo.
Huh?
Whoopee-doo.
What do you mean, whoopee-doo? Have you played a private course?
No, I don't need to.
There's a lot of pot bunkers, okay? And I don't know if you've ever come up against
I'll go pay my $4 and play 18 rounds.
You can play over Ridgeline, but it doesn't have any pot bunkers. It doesn't have water.
Sure they do. Lots of water.
They don't have pot bunkers.
And what is matter. What is a pot bunker?
She beat your butt.
How do you figure she beat my butt?
Wait a minute. Can I just jump in?
Sure.
How do you figure she beat him? Because he had a 72. She had a 73.
She shot a 76, correct?
She had a gross 76.
Okay.
What does that mean, 76, 73? You say a gross 76.
She had a handicap of 3.
She had a 3 handicap?
So whatever your score is, you take 3 off it, like taxes, gross and net.
Look it. If you know anything about golf, look it. She's a woman. The thing that Bruce did...
Wait a minute.
The thing that he brings out his girl... Hey, wait. Whoa. He brings his sister out this is going to scare me?
Well, she's a collegiate-level golfer.
I don't care. I beat her. I beat a collegiate-level golfer. Let me tell you something. I could have gone...
Yeah,
pro.
Because you had a bigger handicap, so you...
So you're saying that he had a 23 handicap and she had a 3. That means that Bruce had a... What's he shooting, a 5?
He says he's got a 5 handicap. She's got a 3 handicap. And
you got a 23? The gentleman in Santa Ana is 23. Is that a very good handicap?
That's a bad one. That means you're a bad golfer.
No, that's...
So you need a greater handicap.
I ripped that place an ass. I ripped it an ass.
And 23 handicap.
And you say your drive was 180 yards?
I cracked, pulled out the Bertha.
What was her drive?
I don't know what her drive was. I mean, first of all, number one, okay.
Sounds like you're doing a lot of walking that day.
Huh?
Sounds like you're doing a lot of walking that day.
Yeah, how far did she drive it?
Bill, I'm not measuring her drives, okay?
Well, who was going
way down the fairway?
Who was going first all day long there out on the fairway?
I don't remember, Bill. But the fact, well, you can laugh if you want to, okay? But I had an astounding day. There's nothing you can say, okay? I grabbed Big Bertha, I gripped it, I ripped it. 180, baby. Read it and weep, okay? Grip it and rip it. And
that's that new wood that you got that I've heard about.
You better believe it. Grip it, rip it, read it and weep. 180, you the man. Okay.
All right. I don't know. Okay. You're just going to have to help me through these things. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
This call absolutely has to be a joke. Where is this guy coming from?
Were you talking about where am I coming from, buddy? I went out today, and I stepped all over. I was a monster out there.
And you're giving a chick 23 strokes?
I was not giving. No. Excuse me. I was not giving her 23 strokes.
She's what? She's a 3 handicap?
She's given him 23 strokes.
Yeah, she's not giving me 23 strokes.
And she whooped you. You're talking about the distance doesn't matter. You go out there hitting 180. I'm hitting 180 with a 6 and a 5 iron.
Hey, wait a second.
Give me a break.
Where do you golf?
Where do I golf? All over San Antonio. What the hell does that matter?
Well, I want to know whether you're in a private course or in a public course?
A tee box is a tee box, and distance is distance.
Hey, brother, yeah, but you...
The ball your $35,000 course is probably much smoother than what my public course is.
My course, okay, number one, is more devilishly trapped. We got a lot of jail on the right side. We got a lot of sand around the greens. We got a lot of water on those par threes.
And you spent $35,000 and you suck. Why do you have to be so arrogant?
Hey, let me ask you something. Why can't you just accept the fact that I'm a good golfer? Why does everybody got to... You're teeing off on inferior tee boxes, number one.
Because you're arrogant.
I'm arrogant.
Nobody would care if you had a 23 handicap.
I'm
you
good.
Were nice about it, but you're arrogant as hell and
wait,
you suck.
No, wait a second. I suck. I beat her.
And you're such a jerk. Maybe they wouldn't care.
Take a look at the scorecard. I beat her by a stroke.
That's exactly right. Look at the scorecard. You're getting a handicap.
I'm king. Hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
Golf welfare. Give me a freaking break.
What are you talking about? I went out there. Hello? Yeah. Hang up okay in San Antonio, all right? Go on out and play those desert course. You know, this is the thing.
Now, hold on for a minute, all right?
Listen to me. I parred the course. You hear what I'm saying?
I don't know. What does that mean?
All right. The course, Phil, is a par 72. Par. Par. You understand what I'm saying? I parred the bloody course today. And
all right. Hold on for just a second. Ted Bell is with us on the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. He parred.
Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea aérea de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también green card.
Hi, Phil Henry here. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. It's interesting talking about golf, and I keep reflecting back on Payne Stewart's tragic passing. I'd seen him in a few tournaments. And I want to get back to what you're talking about here, Ted. But first, Payne Stewart represented.
Bill, could I jump in and say that I was in a pro-am with Payne Stewart?
You played with him?
I did. I played in a foursome with Payne, and this was back in the days of the old Greater Greensboro, and I was back there on business, and I was at a point I was very, very gratified, Phil, and I was very, very fortunate to have Payne Stewart compliment me on my golf.
Really? What did he say?
Well, he said, you know, he was a very low-key guy. He wasn't prone to, to hitting it too hard. But I ripped off a couple of good drives that day. I sunk a few serious putts for our foursome, and he kind of gave me the thumbs up. So I'm very happy, I guess, to say, Phil, that I've had the endorsement at least at one time in my life of Payne Stewart.
Now, well, can I get back to this thing about handicaps? Because I don't know what a handicap is. I'm not that much serious a golfer, and a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, it's really not important. And by the way, I want to also mention something. Payne Stewart said that if I really, really practiced, I'd have a lot of potential. Now, that is a compliment. All of these weekend hackers that are calling in, all these weekend duffers, all these big shots that are calling in and telling me that I don't know squat. You ever have Payne Stewart say to you that if you practiced real hard, you might have some potential? I don't think so. And I went out there today. I ripped an ass at Dinega Creek. Read it and weep. And
all right, so, but getting back, and that is a very good compliment, but getting back to what we were talking about, the handicap.
It's really not important, Phil.
Because I don't understand, and I think a lot of people.
No, the score to concentrate on is that net score, okay? That's 73, 72, 75. 72. I parred this course. Brand spanking new, Sam Teal design, devilishly bunkered, jail on the right, OB all over the place. I went out, tore it an ass. And I'll tell you that right now, Sam Teal's a friend of mine. He's a great golf guy. If that's the best you can do, Sam, if you're listening tonight, brother, have at it. Because I loved it so much.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Miami?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yeah, I think your guest there is a little bit delusional.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm sorry?
This is exactly what I'm talking about when a guy goes out and plays a good round of golf.
Yeah, but you didn't play a good round of golf, sir.
Well, excuse me, sir, but I won.
All right, if you're saying that your gross score was 95,
that means the course.
You're not that good a golfer.
I parred the course with a 72.
No, you didn't par the course. Someone gave you 23 strokes in order to take off your score.
What is it? Are we back with the handicap?
There are pros that can't par the course.
I parred Dinega Creek today.
No.
Okay?
So are you saying you're a scratch golfer?
Am I a scratch golfer? I parred the course.
You're a scratch golfer. That means no handicap.
What does scratch mean?
It means you have no handicap. You play the course the way it's set up.
See, you're confusing people when you talk about handicaps. And nobody cares about that. I won the bet, and
actually, you didn't win the bet, and I can understand why your friend is very upset, because he can't speak to you.
Well, the problem
probably
is
worse. You're probably worse when you have alcohol in you.
The problem, we had a couple of cocktails. What are you telling me? A guy can't have a beer after a round of golf? We sat down.
I'm not saying that. But you can't.
Guy owes me $5,000. Guy owes me $5,000. And he comes
down $5,000.
Yes, sir, he does. And
No, he doesn't.
Wait, were you there? Excuse me. Were you there?
I didn't have to be there.
Well, what do you mean you don't have to be there?
I don't have to be there. If your handicap is 23, you're not a very good golfer.
Sir,
and I don't say that to insult you. That's just the case.
Sir, someone's ass got kicked today, and it wasn't mine, okay?
You didn't kick anybody's ass.
Let me ask the gentleman, a 23 handicap you keep talking about in terms of Ted.
It's not important, Phil.
No, but what does that mean, a 23 handicap? Is that something like in bowling they give you a handicap?
Exactly.
So what does that mean?
It's not
I am personally a tennis player. So if I were to play somebody and give them five games toward the first set, and they happen to take a game off of me, does that make them a better tennis player? No, it doesn't.
Your car phone broke up. We didn't hear that.
I heard it fine.
I couldn't hear it. Look, I did the ass kicking. They did the ass licking.
No, sir.
Yeah.
No, you did.
Yes, sir.
No, sir.
Yes,
I've gone out to a driving range. I'm not even a golfer, and I've hit 250-yard drives.
250-yard drives where? At a public course or private course? Public or private?
In a public course.
Okay,
in a public
course. Totally different thing. I was at a completely private course.
Why?
Guard-gated.
The ball flies through the air.
You've
it doesn't
got a lot
fly through
thick,
stand traps.
No, but you know as well as I do that at a private course, they are keeping that rough nice and thick, my friend. Nice and thick.
Well, where, when you said you hit your drive 180 yards.
I hit the hell out of that ball because you're talking about some very thick rough.
And, yeah, but if you're hitting a drive, even I know, and I'm not a golfer, if you're hitting a drive, are you supposed to be hitting it into rough?
No, you're supposed to be hitting it down the fairway in the
air. I nutted it.
Now, whatever it bounces additionally, that counts toward the drive. But
you ripped it into the rough.
He's hitting 180-yard drives. He's not hitting it that far.
I stopped some balls today, and if you, I would ask the gentleman, how far are your ball going to roll in rough? Okay, I rest my case.
It's not going to roll very far.
And you're a tennis player.
Okay, thank you for your call. People are calling in with this handicap. What do you mean you cracked a 180-yard drive through rough?
The ball is filled. When you go to a golf course, you're aware of the fact that there's rough, there's fairway.
Yeah, I'm aware of all of that.
The ball's not going to run very freely through rough. All right. And the fact that I was able to get it out there, 180 yards.
Get it out where, man? Did you hit it straight down the middle? Did you hit it off to the right?
I smoked it.
Yeah, you smoked it where? Was it in the rough?
I caught some rough. But I'm telling you, with that Bertha adding 25 yards to my drive, see, this is the point that I'm trying to make. People can't take the fact that I'm a good golfer.
Okay, let me go to some more phone calls here. Belvedere on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment that anyone that is a 23 handicap is nowhere in the same league as somebody that's a 3 handicap as far as golf skill. And it's, the gross score is what counts. Do you see pros out there where they say, my net score was a 66 today? No,
I don't know.
Their gross score is a 66.
Do the pros,
that doesn't count.
Do the pros play handicap?
Yes, they do. These people.
What do you mean? No, they don't.
I'm sorry, but what are you talking about?
I asked the question, do the pros play with a handicap?
Yeah, of course they do.
No, they don't. Where?
The senior tour? Hello?
What handicap?
You've heard of the senior tour, right? I'm sure.
They play with a handicap?
They don't have any handicap.
This proves the point that I've been trying to make, that when you're good, other people can't handle your success. Look, I only beat her by a stroke.
You're not good. You're a hack.
How do you figure that?
You shot a 95.
I shot
That's a hack.
I ripped that drive. I told you that I cracked that drive, right? You're aware of that.
Oh, yeah, right. 180 yards, a drive?
I pulled that. Maybe you're not familiar with Dinega Creek.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Are you familiar with Dinega Creek?
I never heard of it. Don't need to see it.
Hey, Bob Charles is left-handed, okay? That's a handicap. I mean, that poor kid, Casey Martin, that's a handicap. We all have handicaps. There's all things you've
got
to go up
against.
No,
those are physical handicaps, not golf handicaps.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm getting from people that you actually shot a 95.
Bull crap.
Well, that's what I'm hearing because the gross.
You shot a 95.
Bull crap, I shot a
95. And you're a hack.
And let me I'm a hack, huh?
You're a hack.
Hey, I beat a college-level golfer by a.
Yeah, you beat.
You
she,
didn't beat him.
She's a.
You didn't beat him at all. You're a hack.
Well, it was a girl, okay?
Yeah, you need to point out that I. Yeah, he brings this chick out who.
Well, it was Bob's sister, all right? And she plays college-level golf with a 3 handicap. Is that right?
It's not important. Are you trying to tell me? Don't hate me because I cracked open some ass today, sir. Okay?
You didn't. You're a hack. You shot a 95.
You know something? This is exactly the conversation I got into with Bruce. I said, you can't handle it, can you? And he's calling me all kinds of names. I whooped up, son.
You didn't whoop anything. You're a hack.
Okay. A hack.
You know something, Phil? Don't even say that jokingly, all right? I play a hell of a lot of golf. I play more golf than you and this guy from wherever the hell he's from.
Hey buddy, let me tell you. When you come to San Antonio, come down here with your 23 handicap, and you can play for whatever you want with me, buddy. I guarantee you.
And what cow pasture do you play on?
Any cow pasture you want around here is fine with me.
Listen, I made that broad my bitch today. And
okay, you don't have to talk about her. You know her. You know the family.
I made her my bitch. I went out. She's got a college level. Hello.
She's got a 3 handicap, dude. She's got a 3 handicap. Bruce Sutton's got a 5. And you're out there with a 23?
Who won?
You're out there?
Who won?
You had a net 72.
There you go. I had a net 72.
Hey, let me ask you, were you playing the ball down, or did you tee it up like a little wuss?
Well, let me ask you something. What tees were you playing from?
What's that supposed to be?
What? Were you playing the ladies' tee?
In the fairway.
Did you play the ladies' tees?
Winter rules?
If I got it
all up a little bit?
If I got it into a divot, yes.
Oh, so you don't play golf, do you? You play some other game, right?
What are winter rules?
Winter rules are you can move your ball if the elements are...
Does that include teeing it up?
Occasionally, yeah.
You tee it up in the fairway. I never heard of that.
I couldn't give her too much of an advantage, okay?
Oh, so you don't play by the rules of golf. what game is that you play?
I play golf.
You play whatever that golf is?
I play golf, okay?
Teeing it up in the fairway, moving it out of divots, and you're cracking a drive into rough?
Hey, listen, pal. You said to me you wanted to play Dinega Creek, right?
I'd like to.
Then watch the way you're talking to me.
Well, wait a second, Ted.
Watch the way that you're talking to me.
Here is Texarkana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, another Texas golfer. Just because you had Byron Nelson.
Texarkana, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, sir.
Hey, this guy shot a 95 and kicked ass. Man, you're a scrub. And a 180-yard drive? I've seen Ray Charles drive better than that.
I wailed on that dimple bastard. Are you kidding me? What are you smoking down there, man?
Let me tell you something. Listen, I don't play in a cow pasture. My membership was only like $1,500. It's $250 a month at my country club. And let me tell you, Phil, about what the deal is on the handicap.
Right.
What you do is when you come in every day and you play, turn in your card.
You turn in the card, the scorecard?
Take that card. And this hack right here, what he's cheating is 96, 92, 101, 102, 98, and they figure his average score is 95, giving 23. We play tournaments.
And the handicap is supposed to bring you down to what? To par?
It brings you to dead even on par.
Hey, you know what? I bet
another guy that's talking about a scratch golfer.
You play with metal head or wood? You play with metal head or wood?
I play with metal. And my average drive is about 285 to 310.
I play with wood, my friend.
There you go.
See, the guy's getting another 100 yards on his drive because he played with a metalhead club.
Well, let me tell you something. In my club, I don't play the tournaments that have any type of handicap because what you scrubs do, you go out the week before and you hack the course up on purpose and you write down 110, 120, 115, 120. They give you like a 40 handicap. You come back play your scrappy 95 golf and it looks like you shot a 48. That's ridiculous.
Let me ask you something. Are you calling me a sandbagger?
Oh, you're most deaf. Anybody that plays a
handicap is a sandbagger.
What's a sandbagger?
You know the reason you lost that bet? Because that guy didn't think any idiot was going to bet and carry a handicap. Man, if you're in the clubhouse and you're talking smack, you don't come out with a handicap, wad.
I just want to be clear. You're calling me a sandbagger.
I'm calling you a wad.
I got a $35,000 membership at Dinega Creek.
Good deal. You got a good job.
This gentleman's a good job.
Your golf game sucks, man. Go get a lesson.
Wait a second. Let me ask you, how much did you pay for your membership?
$1,500.
You couldn't carry my ball bag.
You couldn't carry my stroke sack.
You hear me? My stroke sack. No, I have not lost my mind. What's going on here, Phil,
What's going on is you made a lot of money. Somebody called you on the radio, and you've embarrassed yourself in front of God and all of nation of golf by saying you kicked a girl's ass shooting a 95. That girl wore you out like a rag doll, dude.
Fight me.
Go back, pay your five. If you're so damn rich, pay your five. Now, tell you what, go back to your country club, walk in and ask them, say, how many of you would play a game of golf for $5,000 and carry a handicap to the field? And they look at you and go, handicap? Man, they'll kick you out of that club.
Hey, let me tell you, Dinega Creek is a $35,000.
Oh, come on.
Let me tell you something. You're talking about people playing in a cow pasture?
No, I'm not talking about
playing in a cow pasture.
Hey, wait a second, Barney.
Your score sucks even worse.
I ain't talking about playing in Mayberry, okay? I'm talking about.
No, wait a second. This guy obviously knows what he's doing.
I tell you what, Mayberry, Don Knotts would wear you out, dude.
Don Knotts wear me out?
He'd wear you out.
What part of me?
Well, let's not get into the
golf game.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Hold on, Ted. Ted's getting, he says he wailed ass on the course today. He's getting ripped in ass by every hacker and every golfer, good and bad, from here to there. So what I'm getting from this is a 23 handicap means Ted shot a 95, and with his handicap, he got a 72. Is that right? Holy Jesus. And she shot a 76. She's carrying a 3, so he beat her by one stroke. And he's telling me that he kicked ass? That he whooped up? Wow. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. show, 1-800-449-8686. Ted, tell me, Ted Bell is with us. He was out on a course today, got a brand new membership there at Dunnega Creek. Congratulations, Ted. I know it's $35,000. It's five bills a month, and I know it costs you a lot, and it's a great course, 6,935 yards, par 72, jail on the right, yada, yada, yada. But the question that I have for you is, are you a better golfer than this woman?
Absolutely. What do you think of it?
No, wait, because you got a 23 handicap. She's got a 3 handicap. She plays at the collegiate level over at CSUN. Okay.
Did I beat her?
You beat her net. You did not beat her gross. She had a 76, man. She was 4 over par. You had a 95.
Did I beat her or did I not? Did I beat her or did I not? That's the question.
You beat her net. You had a 72. She had a 73. She's a better golfer.
You cannot say that. You cannot say that. She's a woman, number one. She does not have the same upper body strength.
It doesn't matter whether she has the same upper body strength. She beat you with a 76.
You cannot say that any woman's going to walk out there in a championship tee box and take me down. I'm the Terminator. I terminated today, and there's a lot of people that can't handle it.
Well, it ain't making sense to me, man. It ain't adding up. Here's San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
I'm calling about regarding this guy who's kind of making me a little mad.
I'm making you mad. Of course I'm making you mad, okay? Of
well, let me just
mad.
Tell you about myself real quick, okay? Because I've listened to you talk
okay?
for a while.
Let the lady talk, okay?
My boyfriend of over 5 years is a very good golfer. He's
go.
A handicap one or two. My dad's been a golfer almost all his life. I've played golf a couple times.
A couple times?
Yeah. Well,
okay, well, that doesn't, you know, I don't know. What am I talking to her for?
Well, I have a
she
lot played, of experience.
She's got friends.
I know what golf is, and I've right. watched a lot of golf. And hey, my question for
Phil
you
Henry's
is,
Henry's watched
guess,
a lot of golf. He's not going to stay on the same course with me.
Let her Excuse finish,
me?
Please.
Phil Henry has watched a lot of golf. What's that got to do with being a golfer?
Well, it means I know a lot about golf.
No,
and basically what my question
tournament.
Is, you know what, if you've gotten to play with Payne Stewart, I'd like to, you know, say that's really cool and everything.
Absolutely.
But, you know, if he congratulated you and said, hey, you know, you played well today, blah, 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 that's
right.
great. But my question is, if he told you that you had, you know, if you practiced enough, you could possibly play and, you know, be really good.
Right.
So then why aren't you, instead of playing at your $35,000 a year country club, why aren't you joining a teardrop tour or a Nike tour or
he
going
said
to
I had,
Q
no, wait
school?
A second. First of all, he said I had potential. He didn't say that I could play.
Well, if you have potential, then
That's
you're going to work at it.
I play every
Just
day.
Just like my boyfriend has been doing.
Well, what about the lady's question? She talked about Q school.
Oh, Q school. Let me tell you a little bit about Q school. First of all, you got to get two pros to play with you before you can go into Q school, okay?
That's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
Okay, they're in the
If you
pro
can afford $35,000 a year to play at this country club,
here.
You can afford $3,000 to pay the entry fee for Q school.
There's not a pro around here that's got the balls to play with me. Because I'll tell you something. Number one, they don't get paid to play with a guy who wants to get into Q school. Number two, if you beat them, they wind up looking bad. Number three, they want you to suck up and become their friend before they're even going to play with you, okay? So
that's not true.
Against you, man.
I've known plenty of pros who are the coolest guys in the world.
Hey, I'm not going to. You don't even play golf. You're a chick.
I have played golf before. And actually, you know what?
I don't play golf. Dimple in the chin. Of course they're going to be really nice to you, okay?
But you know what?
I go out and whack ass.
I know several girls who play from the white tees and the blue championship tees. They play
Whatever.
From the tips,
yeah.
and they kick your butt.
And guess what? They don't win. Just like today,
you know
she didn't
though?
Win, okay?
They play. Listen to me. They play from the tips, and they play from the white tees,
hey,
and they
play
still
the white
kick
tees.
Your butt.
Listen,
I know a girl who shoots
butt.
74, 75 almost
Great.
Every single time
I shot
she goes
a 72
out from
today.
The tips.
I shot a 72 today, so it looks like
yeah,
I'm doing the ass
Yeah, but you're including your handicap. She's not.
You're putting your 23 handicap, okay?
Look, I cracked ass today. No girl's going to beat me. And
well, a girl beat you today.
I know
a 19-year-old.
Oh, really? Well, bring it on.
Okay, you
bring
want me to? I'll tell you where she goes to school.
I'll give you my home phone number
All
right over here. Where
she goes to school at the University of Nevada.
Why am I going to waste my time playing girls?
Because you know she's going to kick your butt.
She's not going to kick my
Oh,
I
my
think
gosh.
I went out today and part. What does she shoot?
Let's see. I checked on the computer 2 days ago, and in a collegiate match, she shot 74.
I shot
they
a 72. Hello.
Handicaps.
I shot a 72. Hello. I shot
yeah,
a 72.
Yeah, but you subtracted
Hello.
It from what, 90
shot
something?
Hey, here's my number. You have her give me a call, okay?
All right.
213-251-3189. I crack ass, and tell her, Ted, I crack ass Bell. Can't wait.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, got nothing to say to that.
No, well, you know what? Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you get on the internet right now?
Hello.
1-800-449-8686.